Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good buddy Bob Bly back on the show. Robert W. Bly is with us again. Bob is the author of a number of books on marketing, including Foolproof Marketing, including a CD set called Internet Marketing Retirement Plan, also Magnetic Selling. How about that? And then the new book, The Marketing Plan Handbook. Bob's our good friend. Bob, welcome back.
It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. Your new book is about helping people do something that they really need to do right now. That's get more customers without spending too much money.
Exactly. It's, people need business, but unlike some of the big corporations and big advertisers that seem to have an infinite amount of money to throw at that effort,
right,
the small business has to get a very good ROI, meaning if we spend a dollar in marketing, we have to get at least $2 back.
Mm-hmm.
And preferably $5.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, let's notch that up a little bit. So how do we do that? Give us some ideas. You got a lot of ideas in your book. Give us some ways that the average small business owner can reach not only more people. We don't want to reach more people, Bob. We want to reach more of the right people, because that's the key to the future success of small business, isn't it?
Well, today, if you would have asked me that question 15 years ago, I would have had a limited answer, because
right,
we sort of knew what all the ways were.
We were still saying it, but we didn't have that many options. Today, we got lots of options.
We got more options, and it's largely, not exclusively, but it's largely because of the Internet. And I recommend the Internet as the first line of offense,
mm-hmm,
because the way to be successful and do what you said, which is to get a great ROI, is to do small campaigns and then test and measure the results. And with the Internet, we can do that and measure that in a day versus in the old days with snail mail, it was a week or a month or
oh,
a
yeah,
month.
Yeah.
So, for example, if you want to test,
how about if you do it the right way? How about within an hour? How about within a minute?
You pretty much know. For example, if you're doing an email marketing campaign, there was an old concept in direct mail, doubling day, which means somewhere after like you got your first response, maybe 18 days or so, you would have gotten half your responses.
Right.
So you could estimate the number of responses you would get. I say in email marketing, there's doubling hour.
Huh.
By the second hour after you've sent out your email, you're going to get a quarter of all the responses you're going to get. I've graphed this a number of times to prove this, and therefore, as you said, within minutes, 120 minutes, whether it's going to be successful or not.
And the good news is, because of that, because it has such a short shelf life, which in a way is not good, but in the other way is, it's a lot less expensive than postage and printing. And you can test something, and within a day or if you wanted to take a whole day or a couple of days, that's still not very long. You can determine what's working, what's not working, and retest it, change it up, and retest it, can't you?
Yeah, and you get results quickly. We did a marketing campaign for my last book, not the one you're holding, but my last book, to see if we could bump up the sales on Amazon, and we got to number two on Amazon within 24 hours.
Wow, how'd you do that?
Basically, we went out to all the people that are my joint venture partners. In other words, people who have e-lists that reach the same audience I do, and I called in a favor. I said, guys, can you promote my book and tell people to buy it on Amazon?
Yeah.
And the second part of that formula is I said, can you give me one of your e-books or your reports where we can offer the buyers a big bucket of bonuses,
yeah,
if they buy my ebook on if they buy my paperback book on a particular day. You say you get these bonuses, but you have to buy them on such and such,
mm-hmm,
a day. So you get all these orders in one day, and it kicks the ranking up to number one or two or number three.
So you encourage people, you incent them to take action within a certain time frame, and that there are all kinds of benefits to that, aren't there?
Yeah.
Not just the sales benefit, but there's informational benefit you get from all that, isn't there?
Yeah, and plus you also expand your list. Anybody from your partners who takes you up on that offer has to opt into your list to collect the bonuses. So we had added 1,000 names to our subscriber
right.
list, which is very valuable.
Now what I want to do, though, you're a word merchant. You and I are similar in the way that we sell our products, but you and I are not the typical Main Street small business. You and I are different from most people out there who are listening to us right now. So what I want to do, when we come back after these messages, I want you to help us do what you just said. Take it off of Amazon. Let's put it out to Millie's Diner.
Okay.
Or Joe and John, the tire store or whatever, out there on Flyover America, Main Street America. Bob Bly's going to help us with that, folks, right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Bob's new book is the Marketing Plan Handbook. Stay with us.
Couldn't get away too soon. I can't afford to lose.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. My website is Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. If you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Bob Bly is our guest. Robert W. Bly is the name on the book, The Marketing Plan Handbook, the new one he has out right now. And Bob is talking to us about some things you and I can do to get more business without spending a lot of money. And Bob, I was asking you as we went to the break, if you would help us. You used your example, which is a good one, but sometimes I think folks on Main Street have a hard time appreciating or making the connection between what guys like you and I do and what they do out there, making an honest living on Main Street.
So this guy who came out to my house yesterday, his business, which is very impressive, he waterproofs basements.
Yeah.
But it's a very competitive field. And of course he has a Yellow Pages ad, but so does everyone else.
Right.
His ad is not the biggest because he's not the biggest firm.
Right.
So he said, well, what could I do? And in the old days, we would have said, send out a postcard. But the problem is you send out these postcards and it's very inefficient because what percent of the recipients actually have a wet basement?
Right.
You don't know, and it's probably very few.
Mm-hmm.
But how would it be if you could send the postcard only to people you knew for a fact had a wet basement? You can do that on the Internet. You can take a pay-per-click ad campaign, and you can buy the keyword wet basement. And no one is going to search on that keyword unless they have a wet
right.
basement. So you get 100% efficiency.
Or fixing wet basements or whatever.
Yeah,
Make sure those are keywords. And the thing about it, Bob, is the good news, does this guy have a website?
No, and I told him
that's his first problem because, and as Bob, as you know and as you've told us before, local search is huge.
Local search is huge, and you can't play without a website.
So fixing wet basements in Peoria. That's what people will search for.
Yeah, in his case, it's wet basements, Bergen County.
Yeah, yeah. Or how about Southwest Bergen County? How about your little township or whatever? I mean, people will search that locally, and you've got to have your phone number in there where people can click on it because they're using their cell phones more and more.
Exactly.
I do it all the time. I use it all the time. I used it yesterday. My new phone has a voice search, a Google voice search, that works like a charm. It's correct 9 out of 10 times. It's accurate to the exact thing I say 9 out of 10 times.
There you go. I don't have that. So
and I flip down. There's the phone number. I click on it, and I make the reservation, or I ask them what they have. I do it all the time. But you can't do that if you don't have a website, Bob.
Exactly.
And what's very upsetting to me, Bob, is a new statistic I saw this year, or last year, over half of small businesses do not have websites, like your buddy.
I'm actually kind of shocked by that.
It's astonishing to me.
And it's so easy to put one up.
For nothing. I mean, I know a company, Yola.com, will do it for free for you.
What was that company again?
Yola, Y-O-L-A.
And what do they make money on hosting?
They have a premium site. Premium option, but you can do it for free. To start with, I mean, the basic one's free. There's no excuse for not having a website. None at all. If you don't have a website, folks, Bob, pardon me. I'm going to go off on my soapbox for a second. Small business owners, if you don't have a website, then all you did was to say, when you looked in the mirror this morning, I have a plan to fail in the 21st century. I will not be around very much longer. That's what you're saying. What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, and there's been, I can't quote the statistic from memory, but I remember reading a study that a huge percentage of people no longer use the Yellow Pages. In fact, in some areas, they're going to stop publishing phone directories.
Yes, that's right.
Because they use Google.
They still may be online, but no, that's exactly right. So go ahead. I'm on Postal Box now.
No. That was what I'm saying, is that, you know, you can use these techniques. You don't have to be a word publishing type business like Jim and I. These techniques will work for any business, and the internet is always the most efficient way to do it. Now, the internet is not the only way to do it. I, at this point, would not cease my Yellow Pages ad because people still look there.
Right.
But, you know, again, he needs a competitive edge.
The guy who fixes the basements, he needs still needs a Yellow Page, but he also needs a website where he can do local search. And then, if he does that, then he can start doing specific. And the more specific you are with your words, with your keyword ad buys, the less it costs, right?
Yeah, it's
all about competition, isn't it?
Yeah, the more specific you are, the less it costs, but the better the quality lead. You get a much better lead if you're a used car lot and your ad says, you know, classic Ford Mustangs for sale.
Right.
So you get a much better prospect than if you say used cars.
But if you want to save more money, meaning you don't have as much competition for those words, you would say classic Mustangs in Bergen County.
In Bergen County, local search.
Yeah, and that way you can lower your cost that way.
Yeah, and obviously that technique's not going to work for our listeners who have nationwide businesses.
Right.
Most service businesses are local.
Mm-hmm, exactly. All right, what's some other ideas?
Some other ideas? Well, some of the old things that used to work in the old days still work beautifully. PR. You know, you can use the media to tell your story virtually for free. And what you can do is you can go to a service like PR Web, and for a very minimal fee, get a press release distributed to all the media that cover your geographic area or your industry.
Right.
And that's another idea.
PR Web is a great tool because we use it all the time. We send a press release out on something I was doing last week in Washington, D.C., and it cost us not a whole lot of money, and there are still people posting that that press release today.
Yeah, and what you do is, when you send out your press release, is something you didn't worry about in the past, make sure those keywords that we've been talking about are in the press release, because when people search that, they might find your press release.
That's exactly right. And especially if again, you can control the industry and the region where it's distributed. So you can pinpoint this.
Exactly.
Folks, lots of tools. If you're not using it, you're saying, I don't want to be successful. I want to fail real soon. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Down the street one day.
Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. We're visiting with our good friend Bob Bly. Robert W. Bly is the name on the new book, The Marketing Plan Handbook, available wherever books are sold. Bob, tell us how we can find you online.
You can find me online at www.blyby.com.
All right, so check it out. Lots of stuff there. All the things that you offer are available there. Your coaching tools and
your books.
You've
got a huge library of articles on there. You just click on articles.
Lots of stuff there. So give it to us again one more time.
www.blyby.com.
Check it out. Okay, some more tips, inexpensive ways we can find more customers without breaking the bank.
Well, people want to buy from people they perceive as an expert in whatever service they offer.
Yep.
And, you know, in this case, in keeping basements dry. So the big trend today, but it's really been going on for 10 or 20 years or more, is to market with content. You hear that all the time, content marketing.
Yep.
So you should constantly be writing and disseminating content on your topic. You know, if you are a wet basement guy, you should be writing the definitive articles on waterproofing houses and keeping basements.
And when you say articles, this could be a little two-paragraph thought that you make available to your customers, to your prospects.
It
doesn't have to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning novel. This could just be a couple of paragraphs.
No, I mean,
you and I write 500-600 word articles, Bob, because that's what we do. But a small business owner is not going to do that. But they do know stuff they can put down in one or two paragraphs.
For example,
on a regular basis.
Yeah, like if you wanted to build a list of people that need your homes, you know, your home remodeling and repair services, you could put out a monthly e-tip online, you know, that gives some little maintenance tip on the home.
Yeah.
And people will sign up for that, and that way people will hear about you at least once a month, so that when they are ready to do something in the home, they think of you first.
Especially if it's seasonal. You're a car dealer. You got an oil change place. You got tire place. You got roofing company. Whatever, get their email. Send it out to them on a seasonal basis. Now's the time to clean out your gutters. Now's the time. You know, if you change someone's oil, and you know about how much they drive a month, and you know they drive, you know, 1,200 miles a month, then every 3 months you should be sending them an email saying it's time to change your oil.
Yeah, and you need a tool that's called an auto responder, and you can set up in that auto responder the frequency and the series of emails
right.
that you send out to all your customers.
And tell the audience how much the auto responder costs.
Well, the one I use is part of an integrated software package that for which I pay $40 a month, but some of them are free.
That's my point. The last thing is what I wanted to say. Folks, if you want to be that close to the bone on the budget, some of them are free. If you want a little bit more, you pay a little bit more. But what you said, Bob, you pay $40 a month for, GM paid IBM $30 million to build for them 30 years ago.
Exactly.
And what you got for $40 a month is more powerful.
Yeah, the prices are incredible. And what I use in my internet marketing business, I use an integrated suite of software that includes an autoresponder and a shopping cart.
Right.
And all of that stuff. And I pay about $40 a month for it.
It's nothing. And so, folks, you know, you got to get outside your four walls, right, Bob? I mean, you can't hunker down anymore. We got to get out there. I like to remind people, Bob, that somebody is buying something that you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you.
Very wise and very true.
Yeah. So, all right, we got time for one more.
Another thing that you might consider is event marketing. In other words, how can you get attention? Well, you know, the non-creative example of event marketing is the local bank that, you know, has balloons and hot dogs and a picnic. but you know, what can you do to be more creative in your events? For example, IKEA, whenever they open a store in any neighborhood, has a lot of resistance because people are afraid it'll bring traffic and so on.
Yeah.
So what they wanted to do corporate-wise is show that they care about the neighborhood. So they planned an event called Sharing and Caring, where they, in the parking lot of the new IKEA they were opening, had a fair. You could get your blood pressure checked. You know, you could get tips from a master carpenter on refurbishing your home. And it was a huge success. I think they did it in Texas. I'm not exactly sure. Where, and it was a huge success. And they got national publicity for the thing way beyond Texas.
So glom onto a larger issue than you.
Glom onto a larger issue.
Like a festival maybe, or something like that, local festival.
A live event. Live events get better coverage
Right. Well said. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time.
Bly.com, BLY.com.
Hey, thanks for being here. Good job today, as
My
always.
My pleasure.
Congratulations
thanks.
On the new book, The Marketing Plan Handbook.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you later. Bob Bly, folks, he'll be back. We always get smarter when Bob joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.